Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me shut this one off. Okay, it's good. I'm going to tell a story that some of you have heard before. Live through it. Davey showed up for worship at church in California in a small congregation that met at the Synod office. And Davey was there and a little nervous. And that morning we, as part of the sermon, talked about where worlds collide. The different parts of our world that seem to crash into one another. So we heard the pastor's sermon and the song. And we gathered around a table afterwards to talk about the scripture and the sermon and to have a meal together. And Davey said, "You know, I live in two very distinct worlds. My first world is that I am a Christian, and I love that world. I love being together with my Christian brothers and sisters and to hear God's word and to gather around bread and wine and share laughter. I love that world. But I keep a secret from my other world." She said, "My other world," and she took a big, deep breath, "is that I am transgendered. And in that world, I never tell them that I am a Christian. They do not know. They don't know because in my transgender world, to be Christian is to be part of a hypocritical and difficult and judging and mean world. As a transgendered person in that world, what I have heard from the church forever is that I am not only not welcome, but I am wrong." And she said, "And I also don't share the fact that I am transgendered in my Christian world for the same reasons. I keep it secret. I keep it secret." In some ways, that's what we have in Nicodemus in that story. Nicodemus, this leader of the people of Israel in his own community, seems to be a secret follower of Jesus, and he loves what Jesus has to say, and he knows about Jesus' power, and he knows about all of the wonderful things and healings that Jesus does, but he must not have that be a part of his other world of order and prophecy. And so he comes to Jesus out of one world in darkness, in secret, to find out the truth. Well, the truth that Nicodemus finds out is a powerful one. Jesus talks about then about needing to be born from above in this spiritual sense of having communion with God in a deeper and more powerful way, not bound by just the things of this earth, but by the promise of God for something more, something incredible. And then you get to the end of this reading in John, and you all know it, right? It's been flashed at every baseball game since 1948. "For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son." I'm so thankful that finally in the pericope, they added the 17th verse. Because if you stop at 3:16, you end up with all kinds of ideas about how the world needs to be shaped. And in that world, Davy is not welcome. But verse 17. says in 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in God should not perish, but have eternal life. And then 17, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Now, it's really important because the word world in the Gospel of John is cosmos. The whole cosmos has been saved through Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John, the word cosmos is often used to refer to that which hates God. John sets up a kind of dialectic in places where it is the world against God, and God is redeeming that world, that cosmos, to God's self. The cosmos is that very cosmos that hates God, where hatred and apathy and cruelty and hunger, distrust, pain, violence live. Our world, the very place where we live, that cosmos filled with all of those things, that cosmos where refugees can be driven out of their homes by the tens of thousands in the face of violence, where people like Davy can be rejected from two worlds for being transgendered and Christian at the same time. That's the cosmos that God enters into, Jesus says. That cosmos where there is pain and hunger and disbelief, where within God's church we're just not willing to get on with it and do the things that God calls us to, where within our world we will not bring justice and mercy as the main thing that we do. And Jesus says, this is the cosmos that God loved so much that God would send her only son to die. That everyone might know God's love. The whole cosmos. It sort of does away with the idea that somehow we need to be made perfect in order to be loved by God. It does away with that notion that God is so selective about who will be part of that world that God redeems. And it brings hope. That hope was palpable for Davy, as for the first time in her life, she could sit around a circle of Christian people with whom she had shared bread and wine and tell her secret. And in the telling of the secret, she was transformed. To know that in that place, in that world, it wasn't that her secret was safe, but that it was embraced. That God's love, which is deeper than the love of the world, included her and us. And so God says to us this day, this cosmos where you live, filled with apathy and cruelty and pain and laughter and joy and birth and help and hope, belong to God. And though at night, sometimes we feel we must go at night to be a part of that world and hold our secrets safe, God draws us into the fullness of God's peace. For God so loved that cosmos, so loves you, that God gives God's self daily to death, death on a cross, that we might have what we need the most, life itself. Amen.